In this bulletin, 344 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in New South Wales and two deaths. Melbourne's lockdown extended for another week. And in sport, tennis star Serena Williams still recovering from an injury sustained at Wimbledon. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Residents of areas in Greater Sydney with no COVID cases and high vaccination rates may be given extra freedoms before the 70% total vaccination benchmark is reached. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's not confusing to give people incentives to get vaccinated. However, flagged no restrictions will be lifted before August the 28th.
What the end of August means is if we have 6 million jabs, it gives us opportunities to think about how we can ease some restrictions that we currently have for people who live in communities with lower case numbers but high rates of vaccination. There are significant communities in Greater Sydney that are in that situation.
Ms Berejiklian says if the state maintains the current rate of vaccination, there will be 6 million shots administered by the end of August. It comes as the state records 344 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and two deaths. Up to 201 cases were infectious in the community. A New South Wales central western region of Dubbo is in lockdown after COVID-19 cases were recorded in the area. The two cases mean restrictions will apply to anyone who lives in the Dubbo LGA or has been there before or after the 1st of August. Dubbo is home to a large Indigenous community and the council's Aboriginal liaison officer, Kerri-Anne Stanley, says the lockdown will pose challenges when it comes to isolation.
Isolating our people is just not in our DNA. I'm really concerned about specifically our elders as well. I just really wonder about our elders that don't have that in-home support, how lockdown may affect their emotional well-being, you know, and add to their loneliness and their isolation already. So I'm probably just saying make sure that we take care of those people that we know are really vulnerable already.
Meanwhile, COVID-19 cases are now growing in Newcastle as another 11 aged care home residents and one additional worker test positive at the Masonic Village in Edgeworth. 10 out of the 11 residents are fully vaccinated. However, more cases are expected, with second staff working all of last week and Monday morning. The cases will be included in tomorrow's state count. The Victorian government is extending Melbourne's lockdown for another 7 days after recording 20 new COVID-19 cases. 15 of the new coronavirus cases have been linked to current outbreaks and 6 were in the community while infectious. From Friday night, authorities are introducing travel permits for border bubble residents who are crossing over for the 6 essential reasons. Premier Daniel Andrews says having extra freedoms this week is not possible because of the Delta variant, with 5 cases still under investigation.
The fact that outbreaks that are already challenged by the fact that we can't determine where the original source, where the index case was and how they got it, and the fact that through information overnight, through these results overnight, we have added, in fact, to the number of mysteries.
And Prime Minister Scott Morrison has told Parliament he supports decisions made by state premiers' public health mandates. Construction workers from 8 local government areas in Greater Sydney are required to get vaccinated in order to return to work. And Mr Morrison says he supports measures that must be put in place.
Just like the Victorian Premier right now is extending a lockdown, that's difficult. I know it's not popular, Mr Speaker, but these are the necessary decisions with the Delta strain of this virus that must be put in place. So, Mr Speaker, what I'm keen to do as Prime Minister is ensure that we are supporting the actions of our states and territories.
Briefly in overseas news, Bolivian authorities say 62,000 hectares have been affected by wildfires in the region of Santa Cruz east of La Paz. Towns of Rabore and San Matias near the border with Brazil are most affected, with local authorities concerned about spread to more wooded areas. Santa Cruz is Bolivia's agricultural heartland and already the region most affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. 2 years ago, the nation suffered a devastating fire that reduced more than 5 million hectares in the highlands bordering the Amazon to ashes. To tennis now, and Serena Williams has withdrawn from the Western and Southern Open in Cincinnati in order to focus on recovering from the leg injury she suffered at Wimbledon. The world number 20 was forced to retire from her opening round match against Alexandra Šašković in June after slipping on a wet centre court surface at the All England Club. The 39-year-old has released a statement saying she'll miss all of her fans in Cincinnati but plans to be back on the court very soon. The tournament also announced Williams' sister Venus and compatriot Sophia Kennan will not be taking part in the event. Let's see what the weather's doing for Thursday. In Perth, a shower or two, 18 degrees. In Adelaide, a shower or two as well, 16. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, also 16. A shower or two for Hobart, where it'll be 13 degrees. A shower or two and then fine weather for Canberra, a top of 16. Partly cloudy, 22 in Wollongong. Much the same in Sydney, 21. A possible shower in Newcastle, also 21. Sunny and 25 for Brisbane. A shower or two, 27 for Cairns, and 34 degrees in Darwin. Sunny there as well. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.